Let's start from page 227, the whole paragraph, because anyway, it's not so long. So let's do the whole paragraph. The Rebbe over here is bringing a different explanation. First explanation that he gave of why Avram is called Av Hamon Goyim, father to many nations, the first explanation, we just finished, so to speak, is that Avram governed, Moishe Laleim, he was like the ruler over them. Before the breeze, before the circumcision, he was not the ruler. After the circumcision, he was the ruler. What's the idea behind it? What I've explained very, very briefly. The idea is that before Avram circumcised, Chesed Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, was available to everybody with no conditions. After Avram circumcised, the idea, the concept of circumcising means that now the energy goes through a channel. There are conditions. You want to tap into this energy, you're going to have to be under Avram. That's what it means, basically. That's the first explanation. Now the Rebbe is going to offer a different explanation that is not directly related to the previous one. It's just, that's why the paragraph starts. There's another explanation, which does not take out the first one, but just another explanation. In this idea that Avram was the father to many nations, she obligated him. He was the father of all converts. And the Rebbe brings, where is this? It's in the Rambam, Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Rishon, Alach HaGimel. Okay, you can go find it over there. Over there it's talking about, without getting into the details, but over there it's talking about when a person brought the first fruits to the temple, he had to pronounce a whole thing, a whole text that the Torah brings in Parshas Kisavei. What part of the text talks about my forefathers did this. Wait a second. If you just convert it, or whatever, 10 years ago, 100 years ago, I don't care. But if you convert it, what do you mean your forefathers? Your forefathers did not do this. So you should not say this text. Okay, so the Rambam says, wait a second, you should do it anyway, because Avraham is your forefather. He is the father of all converts. That's what the Rambam says, and the Rebbe is bringing this idea. Vegam inyan zeh, also this idea, inyan ageirus, the conversion, nasel de amila, all is also related to the circumcision of Avram. Just as we explained, there was a change in the world, so to speak, in kindness of God, from before the circumcision to after the circumcision, in the same way, before Avram circumcised, apparently he was not the father to all the converts, and after circumcision, he is the father to many nations, quote-unquote, converts, to all the converts. How does it work? The Alter Rebbe explains in his discourse that this discourse is based on that. The Hine Lifnei Amila Hayu Yordim Neshomes Gevoyes Gam Leumaisano Aolam Kanizkar Leil Kana. Before the circumcision of Abraham, used to descend very high souls also to the nations of the world, as we explained until this point in the discourse. Umitamze, for this reason, there was no such a thing as converting to quote-unquote Judaism, because such a thing didn't exist, but whatever, converting to monotheism or whatever the case is, there was no such a thing before Avram circumcised. Why? Because also in the nations of the world, there were very high souls. Therefore, nobody really had a will or a reason to convert. Why? I can be a great guy without converting, quote unquote. No problem. Like Noach, Melchizedek, Mesushelach, so such great guys, they didn't need to convert to anything. Noach talked to God. So what do you mean, conversion to what? I don't need anything. I'm fine. This is before the circumcision. Which is not the case after he circumcised. There was a descent, spiritual descent, in the nations of the world. Hine. Now, this itself, this descent, that now all the energy, all the kedusha, sanctity, etc., kindness of God, goes through Abraham, there are no more higher souls, such lofty souls in the nations of the world. So people say, hey, we went down. Avram did this thing, and now what are we left with? Nothing. So we want to convert. We want to convert. Before, we had a very lofty level. Now it was taken from us because this guy decided to cut a piece of flesh. Wait a second. I want to be part of it again. Don't take it out of me. So now they have a reason. The Rebbe says these two words. It's very interesting. Siba, which means a reason, and Rotzin, which means a will. I want to do it. And I have a reason why I want to do it. And that's what the Alter Rebbe explains over there in his discourse, in that page. The fact, the Alter Rebbe explains the fact that we do not find so many converts that come from the Arab world. Why? Because Ishmael, the son of Abraham, was born before Abraham actually circumcised. So that means that Ishmael somehow tapped into an energy that did not depend on Abraham. It would depend on, directly on God. Like God's kindness was available to Ishmael. And whomever comes from Ishmael, and let's say, the Rambam says this clearly, but it's arguable, but it doesn't matter now, that all the Arab world is like descendants from Ishmael. Okay, let's say this. So anybody that descends, I'm not talking about like blood descendants, whatever, the Islam and Ishmael, whatever, all of these, they descend from Ishmael. So somehow, even after Abraham did the circumcision, they're still depending on somebody else that does not depend on Abraham. That is, he's available, the kindness of God is available to this guy, Ishmael, without Abraham. And because these people descend from Ishmael, they don't need Abraham. They don't need the strength of Abraham. They forget it. They can tap into God's kindness without Abraham. Because they come from a guy that tapped to God's kindness without Abraham. Was born before the circumcision. That's why if the reason why a person wants to convert is because he wants, again, this aliyah, this going up after you left me out, I want to be part of it again. Wait a second. The descendants of Ishmael were never left out because they were born before the circumcision. So they don't have this will. This is what the Alter Rebbe explains. That's why you don't find so many converts. There are people, but you don't find so many from the Arab world into Judaism, of course. Velachen, that's why. Av sheyesh bo ikam kinyan neshamos gevoyes chulei. Velachen, av sheyesh bo ikam kinyan neshamos gevoyes chulei. Even though they also have this idea, this Ishmael has this idea of high and lofty souls, like our sages say in Talmud, Ishmael came out of Avram, so they have this thing of lofty neshamos, lofty souls. Even so, you don't find so many converts of Ishmael. That means, even though the same thing applies to all the nations before the circumcision, they have lofty neshamos, even Ishmael, his descendants, lofty neshamos, lofty souls, whatever, very nice. And when, again, Abraham circumcised, this will cut off the nation. Forget it, no more lofty neshamos. And this means that also within the descendants of Ishmael, this idea of lofty souls was also cut off. However, even so, you don't find so many converts from the Arab world. Why? Ki Ishmael nolad lifnei brizo. Because Ishmael was born before the circumcision. So maybe the Rebbe is not saying this. I'm adding this to the salad, whatever. So maybe it's wrong, okay? But maybe you can say there are three levels over here. You have Avram after the breeze. And the only descendants he has is the Jewish people. And then you have Ishmael, who is like an intermediate state. He was born before the circumcision. And even though he was also taken out this idea of higher souls, but because he was born before the circumcision, he still has some kind of level from before the circumcision. And then you have regular non-Jews. They were cut off. Forget it. No lofty souls, no connection to lofty souls, nothing. Maybe you have these three levels. This is what I think the Rebbe is saying. Mashe Einkein, which is not the case, but Esav, the son of Yitzchok, Esav, Yesh Yoser Geirin, you find many converts from Esav. Why? Mishum Shenoilat Achar HaBris. Because Esav actually was a son of Yitzchok, and Yitzchok was born, his forefather, so to speak, his father, was born after the circumcision of Abraham. So, in Esav, which does not represent Judaism at all, represents Rome or whatever, it does not represent Judaism, he was left out of the lofty souls, and he was left out of Abraham also. So what do you have in your hands? Nothing. I want to convert. I want to go back to that state. I want something more. It's not enough for me what you give me. Give me more. Mishum Shenei Radach HaRabris. He was born, Esav was born after the circumcision. Velochen Av Shein Boi Neshamos Gevoyeis Aval Yesh Megeirin. Even though in the world of Esav there are no lofty souls, okay, but he has a different way of looking at it. He has converts. There are many converts that come from Esav, not from Ishmael. Kinoilat Achar Shenifra Da Orla Min HaBris. Because he was born after this piece of flesh was separated from that place. So at least he has converts. From Ishmael you don't have so many converts, but from Esav, yes. Uke Maimar, as our sages say, ki be'itzchok ikor l'chazorah, be'itzchok v'lo kol itzchok. This, I'm translating in a minute, but this last phrase comes to prove the idea that Esav was left out with nothing. Because when the Torah talks about the descendants of Yitzchok, he says, within Yitzchok you will have, God says to Abraham, within this son of you will have descendants. Within him, not all of him. So Yaakov is the descendant of Abraham, Esav not. So from Esav you have people that have a reason and a will to convert, because they were completely left out. Next paragraph. Vehine. Now, al-pi anal, al-pi anizkar le'el, according to what we explained until now, yesh levair inyan tamua, we can explain something very difficult to understand. Vehine yadua, aklal, lechol yerida yitzerich aliyah. It's known, the regular rule, like a logical rule, every descent is for an ascent. Afterwards you have to ascend, because if you're going to say that God sends people down, so to speak, without any objective, it's a cruel God. I don't want that God. So if you descend, it's because afterwards you're going to ascend, and even higher than what you were before. Okay, that's a logical rule. According to this, we have to understand. The mikivan shalidei ata becharton mikolo amim. We say this in every Yom Tov, in every festivity. Because you, through this idea that you, God, chose us, the Jewish people, from all the nations, and you elevated us from all the languages, through that, the way the Rebbe says it is very idle, very subtle. Through this, there's the opposition of God choosing the nations, elevating the nations. He doesn't want to say, so God sent down the nations, forget it, you're nothing. He doesn't want to say that. He just wants to say, look, if God chose these people, it's because he did not choose these people. It's like logic. Therefore, the Zeu Inyan Shel Yerida, Chule. This, of course, is a descent, etc. Because God did not choose the nations. Im Ken, if this is so, Mau Inyan Aliyah Shel Yidei Zeh. What's the elevation through this? Like, wait a second. God, like, left most of the nations, at least Esav, with nothing. You're really down. You went down. Okay, wait a second. If I'm down, it's because I have to go up. What does it mean for a non-Jew to go up? What is God doing over here? This is what the Rebbe is asking. Inyan Tamua, he says, like, I don't understand. What is this thing of leaving most of the people out? Why? For what? Al pi anal yesh levar ze. According to what we understand, we explained before, we can explain this. Ki lifnei matan Torah, before the giving of the Torah, lifnei abechira v'chule, before God chose the Jewish people, after az haisam shachas ha-chesed shelemaylam, gam be'umo yisa'oylam, even though then, before the giving of the Torah, there was a projection of kindness from above, of God's kindness from above, also in nations of the world, as it's explained somewhere else, the Maimar Razal, with our sages say, the Chavav, 26th generation, 26 generations from the beginning of the world to the giving of the Torah, how did these people live? Because they nurtured, so to speak, from the kindness of God. Only from the kindness of God. Forget it. Not because they actually deserved anything. From the kindness of God. The Kai, this refers, this is like a Kabbalah thing, it doesn't really matter the whole detail, but whatever. The Kai al Zain Midas the Atik, this is referring to a level called the seven qualities of Atik, which is a very high level, whatever, or Akupanim the Arich, or like the next level, whatever the case is, doesn't really matter. A very lofty and high level, okay. Aval, however, we explained in the previous paragraph that because of this, because the kindness of God was available to everybody, a very lofty level was available to everybody, therefore they did not convert. They didn't have a reason why, they didn't have a will, etc. They didn't convert. Because they were not in a descent, they actually had the kindness of God. There was no such a thing as an ascent in the nations because there was no descent. They were like regular, always the same level. No ascent, no descent, therefore no ascent. Through the descent that came afterwards, when did it come? Through God choosing the Jewish people in the giving of the Torah, as therefore nifal ba'em inyan ha-geirus. Now comes, like, appears the idea of converting. So before, we didn't finish, but before the giving of the Torah, there was no such a thing as conversion. Didn't make any sense. I can talk to God without converting. Forget it. After the giving of the Torah, what the Rebbe is saying is, there was a descent. Not everybody accesses God, so to speak. It's true, every human being can talk to him. That's okay, fine. But really connect to him? It's not so easy. So why did you leave me out? So the Rebbe is saying, if you push, you're going to convert. And then you're going to go even higher than the Jewish people itself. It's a very interesting concept. Let's see. Shezu tachlis ha'aliya shelemayla mimatzaram shelifnei ha'yerida. This idea of conversion, when a non-Jew converts, he's reaching actually the summum, the most higher level of elevation before the level that they were before the descent. So imagine this, before the descent, before the giving of the Torah, anybody could access God's kindness. And the Rebbe brought, like, very briefly, two names. Woo! Shiva Midis, the Atik, whatever that means, I don't care. Very lofty levels. Anybody could touch that, could tap into that. Now that there's such a thing as Avram and Toir and Jewish people, forget it. Most of the human beings are out. So the Rebbe is saying, wait a second. If a person converts, he can reach a point even higher than before the giving of the Torah. Even though that was also very high, yeah, he can reach higher. And the Rebbe brings a proof. This is not like a craziness of the Rebbe. No Mishigas here, no crazy thing. No. I'll show you. The converts of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva. Actually, they were not converts, but they descend from converts. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva. The Mevuar Bekama Drushim, it's explained in many places. Bemailas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva Sheyu Geirim. I don't know why the Rebbe says this, like Shehoyu Geirim. The high level of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, they were converts. They came from converts. I don't know. The Davkal Yadam Nifal Ilui Meyuchad Batoira. through them, specifically through them, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, there was a very high elevation in the Torah itself. Like, not just they were great rabbis. Okay, they came from non-Jews, or they were great people. No, 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 you don't get it. They were the greatest. And the Torah itself became elevated because of them. And they came from the converts. Wow. So, it's not just, okay, I'm a great guy, I converted. No, 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 no. Rabbi Akiva, as it's explained, talking about referring Rabbi Akiva, the kulo alibed Rabbi Akiva. The Rebbe is very, very, is being very brief. All the, all the Torah shebal peh, all the oral Torah, depends on Rabbi Akiva, basically. We can go deeper into this, but whatever. Basically, all the Torah shebal peh, the oral Torah, depends on Rabbi Akiva. So wait a second. This Rabbi Akiva, his father was a convert. So all the oral Torah depends on non-Jews. Okay, not in the state of non-Jews. Okay, he converted. But clearly, there was a very high level of elevation. The same thing happens with Rabbi Meir. Omer Razal, actually, Rabbi Meir was a student of Rabbi Akiva. Our sages say, Shayameir Eine Chachem Balacha. Why was it called Rabbi Meir? Actually, his name was not Meir. Some say Hinehoiroi, whatever. His name was not Meir. Why was he called Meir? Because Meir means illuminate. This guy was so smart, such a high level of understanding, that he illuminated the eyes of the other sages when he was explaining and when he was talking in laws. Ve'achelo yochlu chachamim lamoed al sef dait, to the point that nobody could understand him. But not because he was a fool, because he was so deep, such a great mind, people couldn't understand him. That's why, actually, the Rebbe doesn't bring this. Ah, yeah, he brings it over here. The mitam ze, Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda, alacha ke Rabbi Meir. He puts it into brackets, because it's not the main thing of the discourse. For this reason, because people didn't understand Rabbi Meir, when you have a discussion between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the law is like Rabbi Yehuda. Because at least people understand why. Because Rabbi Meir, nobody understands him. But the point is that Rabbi Meir was a very high soul. And he came from converts. Ubi Yerushalmi Isa, and the Talmud Yerushalmi brings, She Rabbi Akiva Hoishiv is Rabbi Meir Livne Rashbi. That Rabbi Akiva sat, Rabbi Meir, when they were teaching, they were sitting in rows, many rows in front of them. And Rabbi Akiva sat, Rabbi Meir, in front of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, which is a great, incredible sage, etc. Yeah, Rabbi Meir was higher than him. Afshe Omar Rashbi, even though Rabbi Akiva said about Rabbi Shimon, Dayecha, it's enough for you, She'ani uberecha makirim koichacha, that me and God, we know who you are. We know how high you are. Don't worry, it's okay. The only ones that understand you, Rabbi Shimon, it's God and me. We know how powerful you are. Even so, Rabbi Meir was higher than that. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai did not come from converts, no. And Rabbi Meir came from converts. So in this paragraph, the Rebbe explained, like, clearly, what's the next ascend after the descend for non-Jews? Convert. The way I understand it, the Rebbe is not saying, hey, non-Jews, everybody to convert, come on. No, the Rebbe is not saying this. The halacha is not like this, the law is not like this, and if a person comes to convert, we say in the first place, no, why do you need this, it's a problem, it's difficult, whatever. Okay, the Rebbe is not saying, everybody go convert. No, no, no. But the Rebbe is explaining, clearly, that there, even though non-Jews were left out of this kindness of God, of these lofty souls, etc., etc., but wait a second, there is a way out of this level, so to speak, there's a way you can go up. There's such a thing. Vezeu, this is what it means. Let's go back to the beginning of the discourse. Vezeu, ani hine ibrisi itach. This is the verse that gives, that begins our maimar, our discourse. God says to Avram, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of many nations. Through separating this piece of flesh from the place, from that place, Avram became father to nations. What does that mean? Av v'katzin, like a ruler, father and ruler, v'atzeze be'efen golu, in a revealed way. K'maymar, as people, when Avram wanted to bury Sarah, he had to buy a piece of land, and the people, the Bnei Ches, those people actually told Avram, Nesi Elokim ata b'zecheinu, you're like a leader of God within us. Everybody understood this. Like, wow, you're such an important guy. Everybody knew this. Behine. Now, Avram haya roish lemulim. Avram was the first one to circumcise. U'mimenu nimshech achar ka b'chol echod v'echod m'Yisrael. And after that, this projected, this went for every single Jew to circumcise. Because this idea of circumcision, it's something that came down generation after generation from our forefathers. And it's going to be revealed in the future to come. Like, if you see today the world, Jews don't rule over the world. And many times, are not really considered important, and etc. So why do you tell me that Avram circumcised and everybody recognized that he was such a great guy, etc.? How do you see that in the Jewish people today? You're telling me that this idea of being such a great guy and everybody understanding it, this came down to the Jewish people. Really? They killed us. What are you talking about? People don't recognize this. So why are you saying that this came down from Avram? This is going to be revealed in the future to come. Not now. Forget it. When every single thing will be like truly and revealed, like the way it really is and in a revealed way. As it's written, that the glory of God is going to be revealed and all the flesh will see together. Then in the future to come, the Jewish people will be like the Balabatim, is like the owners, and Ava Mongoim, the fathers within the nations. As it's written, the will be to God the kingship, so to speak. How is it going to be that the Jewish people are going to be fathers within the nations? Which, the way I understand it, what the Rebbe is talking about, maybe not, but the way I understand it is, like, Jewish people are going to teach everybody to serve God and how to serve God, etc. That's why the Rebbe brings this verse that is bringing now from Zephaniah. How is it going to be that God is going to be the king over the whole world? As Efoch Elamim Safavrura, then I will turn in a clear language to all the nations, Likra Kulam Beshem Hashem, so everybody will call in the name of God, to serve him shoulder to shoulder. That's the way I understand this verse. But the point is that the Jewish people are going to be the rulers. What does that mean? Oh, we're going to have so many servants. No, that's not the point. The point is that we're going to teach everybody. That's what he's talking about. And then it's going to become another verse. Nochen iyar b'is Hashem b'roshe arim, strong is going to be the mount of God in the head of all the mounts, etc. Venaru elav kol hagoyim, and all the nations are going to come to it, like to the Beis Hamikdash, to the temple. Gal derech ze, in the same way, b'chol eretz Yisrael shetam midin Hashem ein Hashem lekecha b'amerish shana v'yad acharis shana, in the same way in the whole land of Israel, that always the eyes of God, our Lord, are there from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, till the end of the year. And then we're going to see this in a revealed way, that God is revealed over there. Through that first, all the Jewish people are going to be, actually go to the Holy Land. With our young, with our old, with our children, like men and women, our sons and our daughters, the az yelchu amim rabim veomru lechu v'naale el Hashem. The Rebbe is bringing different verses that then will go many nations and will say, let's go up to the Mount of God, etc. Begeula amiti, so the Jewish people are going to be there, the non-Jews are going to be there, with their redemption, the true redemption and complete redemption through our just Mashiach, be made of Yameinu Mamish, speedily in our days, literally.